Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present from KSAN in San Francisco, Sausalito, the hardest working man in show business today, Mr. Sold American himself, Kinky Friedman.
State, I lost my lunch before I ate. It happened in a bullet head cafe. I felt my bones begin to crunch. I saw my name on the businessman's lunch, and the man who owned the place stepped up to say, "Hey, buddy, are you blind? Say, partner, can't you read the sign?" Service to you. Take your business back to Walgreens and try your local zoo. You smell just like a communist. You come through just like a Jew. We reserve the right to refuse service. God, congregation on the nod, just chosen folks doing their weekly thing. Hero Israel, yes indeed. My book was backwards, couldn't read, but I got a good rise when I heard that rabbi sing. Oh, Ruth, I taught. What the hell are you doing back there, boy? To refuse services to you. Your friends are all on welfare. You call yourself a Jew. You need your ticket and your tie to zip your prayers on through. We reserve the right to refuse services unto you. Well, live from Laos and Cambodia. No more tears tonight, it showed you. The latest old war movies on TV. Well, you know it's bound to escalate. So go and turn on Channel 8. Watch Channel 7, Mortar, Channel 3. Well, I won't man your tanks and jets and jeeps. I'm speaking on behalf of all my fellow creeps. We deserve the right to refuse service to you. Ride maze and get the children too. Let Saigons be bygones. Don't you blow this world in two. We deserve the right to refuse service. Just my luck to God's attention. One big sumbitch, an Anglo-Saxon. Some crazy kind of tall Norwegian boy. Just to have my body shift air freight from Texas to the pearly gate. Just ring the bell and leave me at the door. I'll be somewhere over Jordan swinging low. I'll hear them tape-recorded angels in lifelike stereo. Take the business back to Walgreens if you tried your local zoo. Our quota's filled for this year on singing Texas Jews. We deserve the right to refuse service to you. Just a ship out on the ocean, a speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart flying that sad day. with her partner, Captain Noonan, on the 2nd of July. Her plane fell in the ocean far away. There's a beautiful, beautiful place far away in a land that is fair. Signals weak, but still her voice was brave. In shark-infested water, where her plane went down that night, in the blue Pacific to a watery grave. There's a beautiful, beautiful face far away in a land that is fair. Story about this awful tragedy. We all pray she'll fly home safe again. In days to come, though others blaze a trail across the sea, we'll never forget Amelia and a plane. There's a beautiful, beautiful face
very much. Real nice being out in here in San Francisco tonight. Wichita, why don't you get that old fiddle wound up on this one, boy? We're going to get them where they breathe on this number. Real nice being out here, you know. It's wonderful being back on the road again before live audiences. We've been in Nashville, Tennessee for the past few months at the Glazer Sound Studios working on a tampon jingle. Really nice being back out on the road, I can assure you. All right, Wichita, you ready now? That old boy is small, but he sure can haul the mail, I'll tell you.
C-O-D.
Now, he's got a fine sense of hubris, too. That's what we like to hear. All us boy chicks up here. This is a little thing we had out about 6 months ago. Till it made me put it back in.
Yeah.
It's called Western Union Wire. Take it away, will
you? Take it away, Billy.
From a cheap hotel in Dallas on a cold December day, hey, a telegram was traveling on its way. Like a sad old song from somewhere in the distance of a dream, flashing across the darkness on the telegraph machine. It said from Billy at the bottom, the baby at the top of Western Union Wire, please help me stop. Western Union Wire, don't leave me stop. Well, the taxi cab, it took her to the airport in the dawn. She knew in just 1 hour she'd be gone. She was standing near the platform, about to board the big Pan Am, when someone came and put the lonely message in her hand. It said, from Billy at the bottom to Baby at the top, Western Union Wire, please help me stop. Western Union Wire, don't leave me stuck. Then high above Chicago, just a reaching for the skies, she found herself with teardrops in her eyes. And a little boy beside her asked her, Mama, where's Papa? And she just broke down a-crying, 'cause she knew she couldn't stop. You see, from Billy at the bottom to Baby at the top, Western Union Wire, don't leave me stop. Could you stop in pieces on the runway?
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Real nice. We appreciate it.
Very welcome.
All right, Wichita, now that we've got you tuned in, we're going to do a little truck stop number, all right?
All right.
It's going to feature Little Jufrid on the Titano accordion. We're one of the few major groups that uses the Titano accordion. Boy, you got a sense of hubris, too. Now, we like the boy with a sense of humor here. We're going to send this one out to Eden and all her friends out at the Omnibus Cafe on Haight Street.
All right.
Tonight. We'll send her out to Marlou, too. It's we're also going to send it out to all the blue ball truck drivers out there tonight. It's called Highway Cafe. All right, Willie.
She was only a waitress in a highway cafe. Poured coffee from dusk until dawn. But she was heartbroken 24 hours a day, for she longed for a trucker who'd gone. The boys naked, a corned beef online. She'd sang with a gleam in her eye. The headlights were burning. The big wheels were turning. Her sweetheart would come by and by. His great semi off Route 64, she flushed with a sweet little sigh. 'Cause at 11:30, he'd walk from the door, and the odor of corned beef on rye. Boys naked, corned beef on rye. She sang with a gleam in her eye. The jukebox was blaring. His soft eyes were staring. The corned beef would come by and by. Now the drivers remember that night, so they say she'd said her farewells to them all. But when the hands on the clock reached 12:15, her suitcase still stood in the hall. The hours passed by, even as the trucks passed by out on the highway. And then in the early hours of the dawn, two grim highway patrolmen come into the place. Boy, they shook the rain from their hats. And as the poor girl brought them their coffee, she overheard the words that they said.
Honey, could I have a chili dog, please?
What time you get off work? Well, I want
to. Say, did you see that
a wreck down the road tonight.
You for that boy, I tell you, he jackknifed that some bitch liquor now. She did it to
kill. Yeah, really, really, really good. Say, let me ask you a question.
What is?
Do you think he might have had a hog waiting down the line?
You mean a little filly?
Well, something like what I'm talking about, you know, huh?
You for you know them damn truckers, don't you?
Well, no, what about them?
They got a little filly
uh-huh.
at every cafe.
Uh-huh.
From here
uh-huh.
to Las Cruces.
Yeah,
to Las Cruces. You know what I mean, Bob? Now there is a small truck stop on Route 64. If you happen to be passing by. But there's a trucker who never stops in anymore. And a waitress who wished she knew why.
Boy, make it a car people ride. She sings with a tear in her eye.
And as the dark eyes are glistening, there's someone who's listening in that highway cafe in the sky.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Well, it's time to do a little woman's liberation number on the show. Thank you very much. We get a lot of requests for this one. We've been deluded by requests for this one, in fact. It's a little number that sometimes will pick up a little free-floating hostility. Playing this number last night in Berkeley, I noticed it went over real nice. There's a few of them out there, a little tension convention out there, but it didn't. There you go, that's old little Jupiter for you. But it doesn't bother the kinky man, I can tell you that. Now, the name of this number is Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed. We're going to do it for you right now. It's a big favorite of all us boy chicks.
You bet it is, kinky.
Take it away, Wichita.
You uppity women, I don't understand why you gotta go and try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen, liberate the sink. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is going through your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Early every morning you're out on the street, passing out pamphlets to everyone you meet. You gave up your maiden form for Lent, and now the front of your dress says, Escoupir. Every single great man that's ever come along had a little woman always telling him he's wrong. Eve said to Adam, here's an apple you hoss, and did I love defoliated Samson's moss. Get your biscuits in the oven and the buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation is going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. On with your tongue. Harpies are breaking all the laws, tearing up the girdles and are burning up the brawls. Now the air is dirty and the sex is clean, and your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male shopping list, you better cross me off of your shopping list. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Woman's liberation, it's going to your head. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
Alright. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome.
Many thanks.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
All right, we'll get that little packet out of here, whoever it is, out of the studio. All right, now, Wichita, while you got your fiddle out here, honey, let's play one more for the folks. This boy's going to play some metallic cocaine bebop for you now. He's going to knock you out of your full lotus for sure, so fasten your seatbelts on this one. It's a little number he wrote on the way over here to the studios in the limo tonight.
What is
I was sitting right next to him when it happened. I tell you, I liked to browned out in my Bermudas when I first heard him play it.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Now, the name he gives the song is Meshuggah Rag. That's what he called it. But actually, I thought the name could be a little racier, actually, for the song to make it more commercial, you see. We're on Vanguard Records. It's a very hip label. And we're their kind of Vanguard's Grand Funk Railroad, what we consider ourselves to be. And so we're going to give a little more raunchy title than Meshuggah Rag. We'll call it Schmucker's Jam. All right, take it away, Wichita. Thank you, Wichita. Real nice, boy. I'll tell you now. We've been to the fair and we've seen the bear, haven't we? I'll tell you that.
You bet we have, Pinky.
All right. Well, before we suit up in G.O. this evening, I'll tell you we're going to do one for you right now. We're going to send this out to old Clitorius Ferrero. That's our tour manager. Good old boy. That's right. Just don't rub him the wrong way. He's a good old boy. I'll tell you that. He come down from Bud Ox, Texas to see the show. Well, it's sacred time on the show. This is a time when all the boy chicks like to gather around a microphone and take off our hats and send one out to all you folks out there. We're going to send this one out to all the spiritual shut-ins out there this evening in San Francisco. There might be a couple of them here on stage tonight.
Maybe.
We're also going to send it out to Brother Oralingus and Brother Analingus who come up to the show from L.A. this evening. This song now, to tell you a little bit about it, it just sort of wrote itself one evening. I wasn't even at home at the time. Billy and I, we was out shooting some miniature golf, you see, and that's right, that's right, that's right. And that's unpleasant, Jimmy. And we come home, and we were reading the zip code director a little bit, eating naggerhead oysters, stringing love beads there in the living room. Old Billy, he tripped over the hassock, and on the hassock there was a piece of paper. And there was a message on it. Willie, do you know what it said?
I think it was, if you love me, swallow it.
No, now, that's not right. Well, you're an old boy, but he's a little devil, but he didn't have it.
Sorry.
It said, High on Jesus by Kinky Friedman.
One, two, one.
Walking down Division Street, I happen on to meet a stranger with a package in his hand. He said, mister, if you follow me, rainbow colors you will see. I'll take you headed to the promised land. Friend, I don't need your stuff. My Jesus is enough. You see them colors bright. Why can't you see the light? Let's get high. Here in town, flying high on Jesus, high on Jesus. I'm so high, I'm never coming down. One man buys a nickel sack, another buys a Cadillac.
simple things, they will drive the cares away. But neither things to lend a hand to help his struggling fellow man. They better buy their tickets now for Judgment Day. Oh, friend, let's try to score for peace and not for war, for love and not for hate, before it gets too late. Let's get high on Jesus, high on Jesus. St. Gilbert heard the Nazareth sound. My friend, the Lord still gets around. An angry mob confronted me by the university. Down with this and down with that, they cried. A burning bottle in his hand, a long-haired youth screamed,
"Come on, man!"
The conscience of America has died. Friend, I don't get my kicks starting fires and throwing bricks. I pray someday you'll find the gentle reason. But friend, you just can't keep the good man down. Let's get high
on Jesus.
High
on Jesus.
They tried to put his body underground. Flash on
high on Jesus.
Good man down. God love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
I'd like to introduce some of the boys in the band to you right now. I'm sure you'd like to meet them, these boys, as favorites wherever they go. Over here on my left wing, there's old Jim Marshall walking by right in front of the microphone there. Fine how to do to you there. On my left wing, here's a boy from Nashville, Tennessee. He's on guitar. He toured 2 years ago with Christofferson's Band of Thieves. I consider him to be the spiritual vortex of the country music underground. He's a good friend of ours. On guitar from Nashville, Billy Swan. Billy. Over next to Billy.
Nice glitter.
Yeah, that's right. Nice glitter. I'm the man who put the glitter on the Redolins titter, actually. Over next to old Billy on my far left wing is a boy from Seguin, Texas. He's small, but he sure can haul the mail. He gets me where I breathe, I can tell you that. He's going to reinvite you to your own bar mitzvahs in just a minute right now. He's on fiddle and lead guitar. Here he is, Wichita, Thomas William Culpepper. Behind me is my boy on the percussion and on the drums. Now, some people march to the beat of a different drummer. He marches to a whole different rhythm section, actually, I think, don't you,
yeah,
mate?
I think so.
Well, he's got a good sense of humor, so that's what I like about the boy. As I say, he comes from Tacos, New Mexico. He's got the even-mindedness of the Mahatma going for him. He gives us that good old psychohypedelic beat that we use so effectively with our music. Here he is, Major Bowles, Major. On my right wing, we have a little Chinese boy in the band.
That's not very funny.
He comes from Hughes, Arkansas. Now, he is an American-born Chinese. ABC, that's right, he is. He has a little joke he tells me, and that is that he kicked around in the Orient for 9 months. He's got a fine sense of humor, too. That's old. Well, Matt, go fill a tire, why don't you? You don't like that. Now, I'll tell you one thing about him now. He is a boy that I met in Nashville in the early days down there, and he done a real fine job for us. We call him the Southern Slope. Here he is, America's number one son, Willie Fong Young. Thank you, Willie.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Over on my far left wing, extreme left wing, is a boy from Houston, Texas. He's one of my favorite boys in the bags. Boys in the band, I'm sorry, Jufer.
That's quite all right, Kinky.
Mistakes
will happen.
Well, that's right now. You better believe it now. You better believe it.
But you tend to... Oh, excuse me.
Well, now, don't get the bad man. Give it to him. He plays every keyboard known to man. He plays a piano. He plays organ. He plays a Titano accordion. We are one of the few major groups that uses a Titano accordion.
Whoopee.
He plays a clavietta and a toy trumpet. And I'll tell you one thing, folks. On those keyboards, he's a goddamn Shostakovich.
Well, thank you, Kinky. Thank you.
I'll tell you a little bit about him. A thumbnail of him is hobbies are guns and coins and leather goods. And, Gifford, people was asking me before the show, there was a teen magazine outside the studio, and they was asking me what your astrological designation was. What is your astrological sign?
Well, Kinky, I happen to be a feces.
Well, get your anus out of here, then, is what I say. That's after that. All right, with no further ado, we'll introduce Little Gifford Shelby.
Thank you. Very much.
We're going to do a little rock and roll tune now. For all of you boogie people out there, we notice there are a few boogie people every once in a while.
What?
Oh, it's not that one now, boy. It's not in a repertoire. However, this is one that Billy Swan wrote. And Billy left Cape Girardeau, Missouri in 1962 with nothing but a guitar and a smile. Several years later, Billy was to write a number one song recorded by Clyde McFadder. And I think some of you are going to recognize it. We're going to do it for you right now. Are you ready, Byron?
You bet we are.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take the train going down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. Never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you're gone and that's what I do. Lover, please come back. Don't take the train going down the track. Don't, please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. Well, it's an old story, not too long. The love that went all wrong. Girl left the boy, oh so bad. Now she gone, she's oh so sad. Lover, please come back. Don't take the train going down the track. Don't, please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Real nice. Thank you.
Remember, if you want to wake up smiling, go to bed with a coat hanger in your mouth. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to tell you a little bit about our itinerary that's coming up for the next few weeks. I might mention, last week we were down there in L.A. at the Troubadour. It was real nice. Enjoyed it enormously. Enormously. We're going August 26th. We'll be in Columbia, Maryland with Cheech and Chong. That's one big date we're looking forward to enormously. It's another Chinese boy, Willie, one of your countrymen. I think it's going to be real nice, won't it?
That's real nice, Kinky. Real nice.
he's a good sport, I tell you. We're going to beat you again next time, Willie. We're going to drop an ABC bomb on you next time.
Singing salesman.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Following that, September 2nd, we're going to be on the Dallas Speedway. That's going to be with Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Johnny Rodriguez. It's going to be a good show down there. Thank you very much. September 3rd. Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome, Jeffrey.
September 3rd, we're going to be in Nashville at the football stadium. It's the Killer and the Kink. It's going to be Jerry Lee Lewis and the Texas Jew Boys are going to be on with that one. Has that all been verified, little Jeffrey?
You bet it has, Kinky. From New York this morning.
All right. Now, following that one, we're going to play the first week in November. We're going to be at Grossinger's up in New York, if anybody's up there. That's going to be a good gig. And following that, we're going to be taking a tour of your Holy Land. We're going to be playing at the Electric Matzo Ball in Jerusalem, I think, along with Mark Spitz, Janis Joplin, Fez Parker, Claude Balls. I don't know who else is on that roster quite.
Seymour Butts.
Then we're going to be going over to Cambodia on a little USO tour over there. And I believe that's going to be with the Carpenters.
Oh, you mean Karen and Richard.
No, this is just a group of union carpenters. It'll be one of those.
Sorry to ask.
How many of you have ever heard the Grand Ole Opry on the radio here? Anybody? Well, that's fine. We feel if we can just reach one person out there, we're a success. That's the way we look at it. Now, the Grand Ole Opry is sponsored by the Nashville Casualty and Life Insurance Company. And several years ago, I wrote this tune about it when I was down there in Nashville for the first time. It's called Nashville Casualty and Life. In faded gabardine, he used to stand down by the Union Station with that old hat in his hand, a banjo-picking devil, a singing ragtime saint. The young folks called him beautiful, the old folks called him quaint. And the station master pointed to the sign, and they busted him for loitering when he was making memories rhyme. Out in the falling snow, he'd sing his song to a world too cold to listen and too white to sing along. Just a Nashville casualty and life done left him without a dime. Ever since the good Lord took his wife, you'd find him strumming on the corner all the time. But most of Music City never saw the world within the song of a Nashville casualty, and life goes on. In the attic sets a dusty hat and cane, and the kids, they found a banjo there, all rusted from the rain.
I strummed a little rusty ragtime beat, and I sang for every soul out on the street.
I could almost see him standing.
I could almost see him
in the rain,
standing in the rain.
His black and blinded face,
black and blinded face,
reflecting all the pain,
reflecting all the pain,
and all the years and people,
all the years and people
passing by,
passing by,
and all the ringing memories,
and all the ringing memories
that can make,
can make
banjo cry.
Just a Nashville casualty in life. It's a riff that's hell to play. Your sings for your living on the streets, and you sleeps in the back of some cafe. And most of Music City never sees the world within the song of a Nashville casualty at life. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to do the title song of our new Vanguard album. We hope you pick it up at your bebop shop around here if you get a chance to now. It's, well, here you be. It's favorite of all us boy chicks, too. It's called Sold American. All right, Billy. Faded, jaded, falling cowboy star. Pawn shops itching for your old guitar. Where you going, God only knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at Fourth and Broad. On the rain-wet sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. Everything's been sold American. The early times is finished, and the Walt ads all are real. Everyone's been sold American. Been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed. Writing down the memoirs on some window in the frost. Roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain. With a singing brakeman screaming through your veins. Everything's been sold American. The lonely night is mourning for the death it never dies. Everyone's been sold American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cries. Told me you were born so much higher than life, but I've seen the faded pictures of your children
and your wife. And now they're fumbling through your wallet, and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raised the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go, and brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Let heaven's golden greyhound roll your soul away. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's a little number we done on the Grand Ole Opry about a month ago. It was on the Hank Snow Show, as I recall. Is that right, Juford? You remember?
You bet it was, Kiki.
I think it was a Hank Snow Show. We're going to send it out to all the POWs out there tonight. We got any of them here in the studio with us tonight?
Got one.
Well, there's one now.
300.
All right. Well, buddy, your choice is our rejoice. We're wired and inspired. We're going to send it out to you now. We got any MIAs here tonight?
Yep.
No, all right, real nice. There you be. There you be. Whew, I've been to the fair and seen the bear, I'll tell you. Well, before we say mayor bye-bye to you this evening, we want to really lace this one out to you, because this song is very dear to the hearts of all us boy chicks. We're going to send it out not only to the POWs and MIAs, we're also going to send it out to all the peacetime cowboys out there tonight. Wherever they may be. It's called Carrying the Torch. Did I hear you say you wished that you could leave her? Has some foolish disagreement made you blind? If you travel round this world, you wouldn't find another girl could hold a candle to the gal you left behind. And boy, she's carrying the torch for you. Those silent tears may fall, you never know. But on the day that you discover how much she really loves her, you'll find her love has never lost its glow. She believed you when you pledged her your devotion, when she watched you as you walked right out the door. After all that she's been through, tonight she still believes in you. As she stands there all alone upon the shore, and boy, she's carrying the torch for you. Though her heart may break, you never know. But on the day that you discover how much she really loves her, you'll find her love has never lost its glow. You know, I still remember the first time I ever saw her. You see, I was coming home from overseas. And well, she was just standing there as the ship was coming in. Well, she really stood out from the crowd, I can tell you that. And the golden light of dawn was gleaming in her eyes. Well, there's some folks that have called her proud, and there's some that have called her wild, and there's some that have even gone so far as to call her free. And then there's some, why, they just call her the Statue of Liberty. And boy, she's carrying the torch for you. Shines for all this world to see. When you decide
just to know you're always free.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to run a little quickie by you right here. How many of you ever heard of Charles Joseph Whitman? Charles Whitman. Anybody here? Thank you. Thank you. Very gratifying.
You're welcome.
Very nice. That was the boy that climbed the Texas Tower about 6 years ago, and he killed 19 people, as I recall. Now, Charlie, he was an Eagle Scout. Sorry there, Willie. He was an ex-Marine sharpshooter. He was an honor roll student, and he was married to the university sweetheart. In short, he was just a good old all-American nerd, basically, was what he was now. But this being the Judy Garland segment of the show, where we like to relate with our audience and establish a rapport with them, it's the Allen Ginsberg segment of the show. So put on your shouting shoes and get ready to press your weight on this one. It's called The Ballad of Charles Whitman. Willie, you ready on that? What is that, key of J? You got that thing set up? I might say, but several disc jockeys have been fired from their positions because of this particular song. Some people have considered it to be in bad taste. Actually, we think it's real nice. We think you're going to enjoy it, and we think it's an important social commentary. All right. He was sitting up there for more than an hour, way up there on the Texas Tower, shooting from the 27th floor. Hey! He didn't choke or slash or slip him. Not a Charles Joseph Whitman. He won't be an architect no more. Got up that morning, calm and cool. He picked up his guns and walked to school. All the while he smiled so sweetly. Then it blew their minds completely. They never seen an Eagle Scout so cruel. What'd you think of the shame and degradation for the school's administration? He put on such a bold and brassy show. The chancellor cried, "It's adolescent, and of course it's most unpleasant, but I gotta admit 'twas a lovely way to go." There was a rumor about a tumor nestled at the base of his brain. He was sitting up there with his 36 Magnum, laughing wildly as he bagged him. Who are we to say the boy's insane? Little G. Bird! Kirk, boy, Kirk! Boogie till you break it! Come here, Berlin! Now Charlie was awful disappointed. Yes, he thought he was anointed to do a deed so low down and so mean. The students looked up from the classes, had to stop and rub the glasses. Who believed he'd once been a Marine? Now Charlie made the honor roll with ease. Most all of his grades was A's and B's. A real rip snorting trigger squeezer. Charlie proved a big crowd pleaser, though he had been known to make a couple of C's. Some were dying, some were weeping. Some were studying, some were sleeping. Some were shouting, "Texas number one!" Some fought the revolution had begun. The doctors tore his poor brain down, but not a snitch of illness could be found. Most folks couldn't figure just why he did it, and then the courage would not admit it. There's still a lot of Eagle Scouts around. All right, there was a rumor about a tumor nestled at the base of his brain. He was sitting up there with his 36 Magnum, laughing wildly as he bagged him. Who are we to say the boy's insane?
Everybody!
There was a rumor about a tumor nestled at the base of his brain. He was sitting
Thank you very much. So it'll do for this, sir. Thank you. Well, it's been a real pleasure. It's about time for us to bug out for the dugout right now. We're going to suit up and say G-O to you. I want to say mayor bye-bye to you. But we've enjoyed it very much, I can tell you that. We're going to leave you with this little tune here to hang on your wall. You right over there, Billy? All right.
Ride, ride 'em, you boys. Ride 'em all around the old corral. I'm with you, boy. If I got to ride 6 million miles, now the smoke from camp's arising. See the helpless creatures on their way. Hey, old pal, ain't it surprising how far you can go before you stay? And don't you let the morning blind you. When on your sleeve you wore the yellow star, old memories still live behind you. Can't you see by your outfit who you are? How long will you be driven? Will you make this round the world for blood? And I live on of the soul. Wild ponies all, your dreams were broken. Rounded up and made to move along. The loneliness which can't be spoken just swings a rope and rides inside a song. And dead limbs play with ringless fingers. A melody which burns you deep inside. Oh, how the song becomes the singers. May peace be ever with you as you ride. How long will you be driven with you loveless round the world for blood and a rhythm of the soul? In the wind, dull candles glowing remind you that today you are a child. The road ahead, forever rolling, and anything worth crying can be smiled. So ride, ride 'em, you boy. Ride 'em all around the old corral. I'm with you, boy.
I got to ride 6 million miles.